Well, yeah, I guess it was sort of like another grenade going off. Saskatchewan farmers put in a tougher spot now, as you heard here live yesterday on CJME. China announcing new tariffs on our canola, 76% as of tomorrow. And we cover the response of Premier Scott Moe. Of course, they did this in response to Canada's tax on Chinese electric vehicles. And what now? Well, let's check in with our CJME business analyst, Paul Barton. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Hey, good morning.
China is Canada's biggest canola buyer, I think. The ag minister says resolving trade issues with China and the U.S. is top priority. And look at Australia. They seem to be gaining a little market share in China. This is just getting messier by the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, if you're in business, it's pretty hard to stick handle through this stuff, because you don't sort of decide today I'm going to plant canola tomorrow. I mean, this is a year in planning, or 3-year cycles for many farmers. And so this really does make it challenging. And it's got everything to do with politics and nothing to do with agronomy or business.
So how severe will the financial hit be for the prairie producers, Paul?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's already damaged the price of canola. So that's it's brought the price down, because there's one less buyer in the market in terms of what we supply, and Canada is the big supplier in this particular product. And theoretically, Australia is going to fill in. China still needs this stuff, and they've been buying from Canada for a reason. It's because we're really good at this thing, and they've become quite accustomed to using the product. So they're going to look to Australia, or maybe somebody in South America, to replace what they're not buying from us. Because it won't attract the same tariff, so it'll be cheaper. That means we have to go and find who was buying Australia stuff last year and start to find that as a market. So, it's possible the world still consumes a certain amount of canola. Now we're just going to shuffle around who supplies who. But when you go through that process, it's never efficient. There's a lot of friction, and prices are going to go down. And that may discourage farmers here from growing more of it next year. They might switch to a different oil seed. And that, theoretically, if you're a Chinese consumer, a year or two from now, there's going to be less supply in the world, and that should push the price up, even if you took the tariffs off. So, these are sort of zero-sum games. You wonder why they're doing it, and that's why I say it's more politics than business. But it's got all to do with Ottawa's perspective on the electric car market. They're trying to protect what really is a pretty small market in this country. We're not very good at that EV thing,
yeah,
as a nation. And China is putting them out there at way less money. So if you're a consumer, you've been facing 100% tariff on a Chinese-made car, so that put them out of the market. And they're saying, okay, we're just going to retaliate. And we can learn some lessons from this with the Canada-U.S. Tariff situation. And, how good are retaliatory tariffs when you look at it this way?
Yeah, some would question that too, as well, too. Is it that simple, though? You mentioned that, the Canada's tax on Chinese electric vehicles. Strip that away, is this over with? Is it that simple?
Yeah, probably.
And why it doesn't happen sooner, it's an eye roll to me. But what does this say about Canada's vulnerability, I think, in ag exports overall?
Yeah, it really speaks to not just Canada, but I mean, this is business. We will have to find an alternate market, and this is what happens whenever you lose a customer. You have to go find an alternate market or change the amount that you're producing. Hopefully we'll be able to find an alternate market, the ones that Australia used to, deal with. But we've been through this before. You'll remember China imposed some bans on canola imports from two specific companies in Canada. And we still produced and we still sold, and it would go to a different country. We'd, run it through a third party or an intermediary. And then they don't really put made in Canada on every canola seed, so it's really hard to identify where it came from, and they would just sort of question the origin, and China still needed the stuff, so they still bought it. It was making a statement more than anything, and that's why I say you probably could turn this around with a simple political decision out of Ottawa. And here's the rub in Canada is it's that east-west tension that's happening again. And, you know, you don't have to be a very astute student of politics to be watching this. I mean, a couple of days ago, we saw the separatists win another by-election in Quebec, and tensions happening in that part of the country. Look at what's happening in the conversation in Western Canada about that topic. And so if you're prime minister, this is more than just a business deal. This is like, how do I, you know, put the fabric or the seams that are holding the fabric of Canada together? How do I strengthen them? And I've got to trade off the West versus Central Canada. In terms of vote count, that doesn't work very well. But in terms of holding a country together, it's probably an imperative.
Good perspective there from Paul. Paul Martin, I appreciate your time and always respect what you have to say. Thanks for joining me.
Not at all. Take care.
Well, there you have it. They're moving on. They beat the Berries. They're Regina Red Sox. Big victory on the road last night. Joining me now, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. It's the best of three, and they won two on the road, and that will bode well for the next phase, the championship against Sylvan Lake, because they're on the road.
They are. So this series, normally what happens in really any playoff series, you take a lot of sports, it will be the team with the better record that opens at home. Now, in this case, that's not actually the case. Regina had a little bit worse record than Sylvan Lake, but nevertheless, Curry Field is hosting game one tomorrow, and that has to do with travel because they're going to Sylvan Lake in Alberta. So that will mean that game two for sure will be in Sylvan Lake, and then if necessary, game three will also be there. So regardless, the championship will be handed out in Alberta. Of course, we're hoping it's for Regina, who haven't won since 2012. Last time they were in the final was 2019. They weren't able to win it that year, so maybe this year will be their year.
Yeah, Greg, let's hope so. And it's going to be interesting to see. The tickets will go on sale for that one game later this morning, they thought, at 10 o'clock. Gary Brotzel will confirm that. He's the Red Sox president. He'll join me right after your 7 o'clock news. But it was over 1,700 at Curry the other evening.
We've got
can
momentum.
We touch 2,000? Can we get 2,000 or more this time?
We've certainly got the momentum in this, knocking off the Berries, who, remember, we had been talking about it in news and sports. They just set a record for most wins in the Western Canadian Baseball League. So, you know, you beat the best team in the entire league. Before that, Medicine Hat Regina knocked off, who had a better record than Regina. So kind of a little bit of an underdog
story.
Well, Sylvan
Lake, they beat in both games here at in Regina during the regular season. So we'll see. Again, congratulations to the Red Sox. Now, still a few thousand tickets shy of a sellout, I noticed on Ticketmaster here for the big game on Saturday.
They'll get there. They'll
you think so?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I can always imagine there would be, you know, kind of a last-minute rush for those people who are like, well, I'm not sure if my plans can line up, and then maybe everything falls in line. And
you want to make a bet? What if you're wrong? What are you going to do? Hey, Lotto Max, I know you've been keeping tabs on that. Some winners in Saskatchewan this morning.
Yeah, nobody won the $70 million, the $65 million. And so now it's $70 million for Friday night's draw. But there was a Maximilian winner, somebody who bought a ticket in Saskatoon, Greg. And then as well, there was another winner for $241,000. And that one was bought somewhere in Saskatchewan, so not Regina or Saskatoon.
Okay. And we should touch on some of the news that broke here earlier this morning about travel. Your travel plans maybe have to be adjusted because of Air Canada going on strike.
Yeah, we've been watching this one for a little while. And overnight, Air Canada unionized employees, flight attendants, they had issued 72-hour strike notice to take effect Saturday. Now, as you'll usually see with a labor dispute, the company is issuing a 72-hour lockout notice for employees. Now, the thing here that to keep in mind for anybody traveling over the next couple days, so leading up to that, we're learning this morning that Air Canada is canceling a number of flights beginning tomorrow and then Friday, and then they're going to shut her down on Saturday. So this could throw all kinds of chaos into your summer travel plans if you're flying with Air Canada.
Irony, talk about, you know, chaos. Yesterday, WestJet had some technical issues. They had to delay and cancel some flights. Yeah. But it looks like, I look at YQR arrivals, departures, looks like it's all pretty normal at this moment.
Thumbs up.
They better have it all ready because I think there are going to be some shifting travel plans for sure in the coming days. All right, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. Thank you. CJME News time now is 6:58.
In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, through the jungle of doubt, to the river so deep, I know I'm searching for something.
Yeah, starting this morning off with a big shout-out to our Regina Red Sox advancing to their first WCBL final since 2019. The Sox played spoiler in the East Division final, upsetting the record-breaking Saskatoon Berries 6-2 in Game 3 last night. Pretty impressive win on the road. And joining me now is Red Sox president Gary Brotzel. How are you feeling this morning, Gary? Did you take a little time to celebrate last night or not?
A little tired this morning. I was planning a ball game until midnight.
Well, yeah, we'll get to the planning here in a moment, but taking down the top team after their record-breaking season is impressive. What were the keys for the club winning that one, Gary?
You know, confidence. We got on a bit of a roll, obviously, here at the end of the season, and ended up beating them 4 out of our last 5 meetings. So, yeah, there was just quite confidence that we could play with anybody going down the stretch, and that's what's happening right now.
How big was the crowd last night in Saskatoon? I didn't catch it.
2,300.
Oh, so there it is. The gauntlet's been thrown down. That's the one we're after, I think. A championship series against Sylvan Lake now, a best of three, which starts at home tomorrow night at Curry Field. You mentioned you were up late planning this all out. So why is it breaking down first at Curry Field? And take us behind the scenes in the planning of this.
Actually, Sylvan Lake proposed that, and that's not unusual for the final. Like when you got a 9 or 10 hour bus trip to go back and forth it's tough on the players. So yeah, we're going to play it here and then they get the next two. So just means one bus trip each way. And yeah, that's the way we're going to run with it.
Gary, given the record for winning on the road these playoffs, is the club happy it's set up this way?
Yeah, I think they probably are happy. Our home record hasn't been great, but that has a lot to do just the way pitching's lined up. And yeah, just part of baseball.
Gary Brotzel, Red Sox president. You beat Sylvan twice during the regular season. Should we read anything into that?
Oh, boy, that was with, I'm going to call that our other team. That was early in the season in June, and yeah, we thumped them pretty good, but our roster, you know, doesn't look anywhere near like it did back then. So, yeah, I wouldn't read too much into it. They took down the Okotoks Dogs, so obviously they're a good team.
Tickets for Game 1 will go on sale this morning for sure then at what, at 10 o'clock? What's the plan?
Actually, they're on sale right now.
Oh, my goodness, Gary. Come on.
I just went over and looked, and yeah, there's some seat blocked for season ticket holders, but you can certainly get in there and buy a general admission ticket to get you in the gate right now.
I think you told me previously that it may say sold out. If you were to sell out online, you can still show up and get in. Is that true?
Absolutely. We bumped it up. There's 2,000 tickets that you can purchase right now, but I don't think we'll turn anybody away.
Could we get 2,500 in the park? Could we beat Saskatoon last night?
No, that would be nasty. You couldn't get in the washrooms the other night. It wasn't pretty for some of that stuff, but okay. We'll do what we can do.
Well, get some extra washrooms there, and or else just hold it. You don't want to affect beer sales, though, so maybe just get more washrooms, will you please, Gary?
Yeah, we'll see what we can come up with.
Okay, RegenaRedSox.com for tickets. I wish you the very best, buddy. This is pretty darn exciting. Good for baseball locally, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's fantastic. Yeah, we're just thrilled, and it's great for the ball community. It's great for the future, and yeah, we're excited to be in the final.
Okay. Well, I hope I'm talking to you after this final's over with, you know, after the weekend ball in Sylvan Lake, and we can celebrate a little then, my friend.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, let's check in with Evan Bray for a preview of what's to come at 8:30. He's in our Saskatoon studio this morning, and you were hoping that the young boy, your son, could get a ticket. He was having trouble yesterday.
He did get a ticket. Yeah, he did get a ticket. Actually, it was the website that was down, I think, that caused a little bit of a challenge, but didn't deter people from going out last night. Karen's Field in Saskatoon, Greg, was packed.
You were there.
2,300, I think, there. Yeah, my son Cy and I were there. Big night for the Red Sox, 6-2 win over the Berries. The crowd, the hometown crowd, not happy, Greg, as you can imagine. But boy, those Berries had a pretty good season. So even though they lost, nothing to hang their head about either.
So when the Sox score a run, does Evan Bray stand and cheer and applaud loudly? And does everyone
Evan
look
Bray
at him?
Was very subdued sitting amongst 2,300 Berries fans.
Oh, come on.
I did feel like I was cheating on the Red Sox because I had a can of 9 Mile Legacy Brewing Berry beer that they sell at the stadium. But it was a great win for the Red Sox. I was actually surprised at how few, at least visible, Red Sox fans there were in the stands. It was a lot of purple, a lot of berries there last night, Greg.
Well, at least, though, this is great for baseball. You know, the rivalry was great this year, and the Red Sox are picking up a little more momentum locally. We had more than 1,700 fans the other night. I just had Gary Brotzel, Red Sox president, on, and he's hoping for, you know, at least 2,000. He says, you know, they don't know if they have enough washroom facilities if it gets over 2,000. But
that was even the case last night. I mean, they had lineups because they had a packed house. So it's good to see.
You would have drank more beer if there were more washrooms? Is that what you're saying?
That's a good point, Greg. Thank you.
Okay. Well, lots of conversation here about what's going on with Saskatchewan farmers in China announcing new tariffs, 76% as of tomorrow. Earlier on the show, I had Paul Martin, our business analyst, on, and he said, yeah, it's as simple as the feds just saying, okay, let's take off this, tax on Chinese electric vehicles. But how quickly can that happen? Not soon enough, if you ask anyone in Saskatchewan. What are your thoughts?
Not soon enough. And I mean, I keep going back to the fact that when they put that on, the reason it was done, if you think about why it was done, it was to curry favor with the United States. United States were trying to mount this attack against China when it came to electric vehicles, and Canada was being the good little brother in doing that. Well, where did that get us? We're in a terrible relationship with the States. China's throwing all these tariffs on. So the EV tariff thing's got to go. That's got to happen right now. But we have seen this federal government, Greg, be very responsive to how industries have been hit by tariffs. We've seen it with the auto industry. We've seen it with steel and aluminum. Most recently with lumber. We better see something coming out of Ottawa to help agriculture or else I would then say it is very clear that Ottawa doesn't care about Western Canada. That's essentially what Premier Mo said. We carried that live on the show yesterday. I've got Sean Haney this morning at 8:30, who is the host of Real Ag on the weekend. We'll talk about these tariffs. And it leaves farmers in a bind, Greg. I mean, you know it's harvest time. You and I talk about that every year. We saw a price dip for canola. Saskatchewan produces more canola out of our province than any other province in Canada, so it's going to hit our province the hardest. And if you take the option as a farmer to say, okay, well, I'm not going to sell right now because the price is depressed, where are you putting it? You only have so much bin space. It's a pinch for ag, it's a pinch for farmers, and something's got to be done.
Whew. You are ready to roll today.
Sure. We're ready to talk about it, Greg.
Okay.
Yeah, we're ready to talk about it.
What else is down the pipeline today?
Well, we had to bump. This is the importance that Premier Scott Moe has. We had to bump two NHL stars to today's show from yesterday because Premier Moe was doing that live newscast. So Kevin Kaminsky and Matthew Barnaby. You would have watched both of those fellas on the ice throwing some punches and great NHL players. They're at this Delisle Sportsman's Dinner. You and I talked about that yesterday. That's happening on Friday night. They're on the show today, so we'll talk about that. And I don't know if you know or have connections with people that are in Newfoundland right now, Greg, for the Jeux Canada Games. But wildfires, if you can believe it, they left Saskatchewan having dealt with smoke and wildfires. Now they're dealing with them in Newfoundland, and we're going to check in with the head of the Saskatchewan contingency to find out, is this actually going to put a pause on these games?
Are you done? I'm out of time for my own show now.
Okay, buddy. I'm just here to tell you we got lots coming up at 8:30.
All right, I'll tune into the Evan Bray Show.
Thank you, Greg.
Back at 8:30.